This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. In anti-gun circles, it is common to say that the AR-15 is not a useful weapon for self-defense, because if they were to actually acknowledge that it is, then people will question just why in the world they're interested in banning it. It doesn't make sense for them to acknowledge its usefulness from a political standpoint. And this is what it's all about. It's politics. It's politics. There's a reason they want to ban it, because one, it's been banned before, remember? Now, not banned, of course. It was new ones were banned. Old ones were grandfathered in. And they had a sunset provision on this as well. Only a 10-year lifespan on this bill. So I don't know, you know, the idea that they would acknowledge what it's actually good for, the utility that it's good for, because I refer to them as personal defense weapons. They're not going to do that. Some of them are just clueless enough about guns to believe what they're saying in some cases, actually. Some of them know nothing about them, and they only know what they read or hear, and they're just parroting what they hear. But then, at the Washington Free Beacon, they decided to talk with a few women. And guess what their weapon, their choice of weapon for home defense turned out to be? We get this. Speaking with Washington Free Beacon on Friday, five female firearm owners and advocates said the AR-15 platform offers special features that are ideal for women specifically. Robin Sandoval, who's been a guest here, executive director of a Girl and a Gun Women's Shooting League, said the rifle is both more effective and safer for female shooters. ARs are an excellent choice for women for home defense. The platform is relatively lightweight, easy to hold, and customized so that the firearm fits her body correctly. Having a rifle that is the right size for the shooter makes it more comfortable to shoot and therefore more accurate and safer. All true. Absolutely true. Robin knocks it out of the park with that one. Many Democratic politicians, including 2020 frontrunner Joe Biden, have long decried the AR-15 as both dangerous and either impractical or unnecessary for civilians, especially women. But the female firearm owners that the Free Beacon spoke to rejected the logic of these pro-gun control men. Mary Chastain, a writer and gun owner, said AR-15s are perfect for women. Despite the size, they're lightweight and have hardly any kickback. This allows us to aim well and shoot the target where we want to, which would be in the direction of the bad guy. Which, of course, flies in the face of claims from people like Gropey Joe. He says it's a difficult weapon to handle and fire accurately, which tells me he's never picked one up. As Chastain says, it's a lightweight firearm and low recoil. I mean, getting out there, I know some guys that sell. Here's the thing about mitigating recoil on a gun, any gun. Some calibers like 9mm and 5.56 are just easy to control anyway. There's not a whole lot of quote-unquote muscle needed to control the weapon. The weapon is a very lightweight, soft shooter. So getting out there, some guys have come out with muzzle devices like compensators, which get rid of what little recoil there is. The reason you would do that is to, one, be more accurate, two, be on target faster, returning to target faster with that next shot. So, that's what makes it easy to dial in, because you can say, okay, I want the recoil to be like this. I want the pull, the length of pull to be like this. I want the handguard to be like this. It's like a box of Legos. Chastain says it's not a particularly powerful round, but it makes it easier to fire follow-up shots should they be required. Other women they spoke with had other reasons for liking the weapon, all of which are perfectly valid. Former police officer turned gun rights activist Diana Mueller, who's been a guest here, called it the Mr. Potato Head for the gun connoisseur, a term which refers to the way one can accessorize the weapon, making it more useful than originally configured when it comes to home defense. Like putting a flashlight on it. I have one that Roger Ward built that has a combination flashlight laser sight. So when you're illuminating it, it has the laser sight in the middle of it too. That's a wonderful thing. So flashlights on these are very popular because it helps with home defense. When you're investigating a bump in the dark, it's a lot easier when you can make it less dark. And while the anti-gunners are going to continue to claim the AR-15 isn't useful for home defense, you also have to remember they're speaking from a place of ignorance at best. If they don't know, that's one thing. The other thing is if they're lying. They could be outright lying. So we have multiple examples of the AR-15 being used in a home defense situation. And the latest example of it being used in a home defense situation was used by an 8-month pregnant woman who defended her family. She's just the latest one out there. Frankly, people need to use what they're comfortable with. If they have to use a weapon for self-defense, they need to use one they're going to be comfortable with. If they're comfortable with it, that means they're going to be proficient with it. And if that turns out to be an AR-15, it's not the place for any politician to argue otherwise. I don't even know how they're going to find them. The whole idea that they are going to ban AR-15s is, it flies in the face of all things logical. And I just don't see it happening. I don't see how they could do it. I don't see how they could put it together. If they were to ban them, if they were to say, well, hey, we're going to do this today, I don't see how they actually make that happen. It's one thing to say, we're going to do it. It's quite another thing to get it done. Because if you look at all these guys that are coming into power, this is the thing I was trying to bring this into the conversation with Dan. The left is taking themselves to a place to where they're not going to be able to enforce anything because they're not going to have any enforcers. They're not going to have regular people. They're not going to have enforcers. They're not going to have industry. They're going to have a lot of crime. That's all beside the point, isn't it? But ladies, you guys like the AR-15. I've been saying the ladies are going to be the ones that are actually the salvation of the Second Amendment. I haven't changed my opinion on that. That's why I have a segment like the Weaponized Woman in its various shapes and forms. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. First of all, they wrote this. Okay. The NSSF, the National Shooting Sports Federation, which is a firearms industry trade group, is responding to the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court has said that a lawsuit from the parents of the victims of Sandy Hook can proceed against Remington. Now, NSSF, of course, is disappointed by a U.S. Supreme Court decision not to review the Connecticut Supreme Court's decision. Annually, more than 7,000 cases are petitioned to the high court, and while the court only accepts a limited number of cases, they thought this case was worthy of review. So now it returns to Connecticut State Court for trial, where the plaintiffs will need to prove that Remington's lawful advertising of a legal product violated the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act, the only claim remaining in the case, and that it somehow caused Adam Lanza to murder innocent victims. First things first, advertising. This is basically about advertising. Now, you hear who I advertise. You hear the kind of stuff I talk about here, right? When I have people like Yeager on or Fisher or Harrington or, you know, we're talking about self-defense with guns. When Akita Bussey, you know, Chris Costa, I mean, whoever it is I have on, we're talking about self-defense with guns. And that is, you know, that's a real-world sort of ruthless sort of topic. Now, the claim here is that Remington, who is the parent of Bushmaster, because I believe he used a Bushmaster rifle, if I'm not mistaken, they had some ad out there about his, you know, if you owned one of those guns, you had your man card or something, something akin to this. And what is this, you know, does this mean that BMW should they be sued if somebody gets out there and drives a car really fast because of their advertising? Should a knife maker who makes a really good carving knife, and they have their own advertisement, their own trades and everything else. A lot of cooks, you know, not a good knife set for a cook is a very expensive piece of equipment. And, you know, they'll cut literally anything. So if somebody uses one of those in a murder, does that mean that the knife company, because they advertise our knives are sharp, are they liable for saying our knives are sharp? Advertising is a way of informing the public of certain things. But the public, I mean, if advertising were the end-all be-all that some people seem to make it out to be when they're trying to sue people based upon their advertising, then we would be charging a lot more for it. If we could persuade people to that degree, we'd be charging a lot more for it. Nothing in Remington's advertising of these products connotes or encourages the illegal or negligent misuse of firearms, or that Mrs. Nancy Lanza, who lawfully purchased the gun 2 years prior to the incident, or Adam Lanza himself saw or were influenced in any way by any advertisement. That's the other thing. They've got to be able to prove that Adam Lanza saw this advertisement. Not Nancy Lanza, because Nancy Lanza was victim one. She was victim one. She was the first one to die. So We have to prove. They have to prove in order that Adam Lanza saw this and this influenced his decision to go to Sandy Hook with this particular gun. Now, I feel bad. If they were to get this through and they were to persevere and everything, guess what, parents of Sandy Hook? You still don't get closure. You don't get closure. Nothing changes for you in your day-to-day, sadly. And Adam Lanza alone was the problem. He was the one that did what was done. Now, the lawsuit itself can proceed, but there's no guarantee of victory for the plaintiffs here. And, you know, we've already seen one of these before where they came back and said, well, now you guys are responsible. If they don't fine for the plaintiff, that means that they might, you know, they might get sued back for legal fees. And then guess what? It's another Lucky Gunner incident. They're not going after the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which should also be in here. This is based upon a state consumer protection law, which is why the plaintiffs now have to try to prove that Remington's advertising actually caused a murder. But they're celebrating the news in the gun control groups like this is a big, you know, that the lawsuit can continue. On Twitter, we got this from the Bradys. Sandy Hook families will get the day in court they deserve. This is a major progress in reforming the gun industry. We've been proud to assist plaintiffs in this case, and we won't stop fighting for justice. Hashtag end gun violence. Hashtag gun reform. How about hashtag you deserted the people from Lucky Gunner Brady campaign? You remember that? $220,000 that you encouraged them to go after. Or they got slapped with. You remember that? And this isn't about reforming the gun industry. You're trying to bankrupt gun makers and trying to force them out of business. Donald Borelli, who was the Obama-era Solicitor General, who's now representing several families in their lawsuit against Remington, has been a longtime opponent of the right to keep and bear arms and argued before the Supreme Court in a 2011 case that the Second Amendment should be treated as a second-class right. No prejudicial thoughts here, huh? So, Lucky Gunner. Remember Lucky Gunner? Now that family, I think that family now works for the Brady campaign. I just wonder where they get their money. I don't know how many people pay to be in the Brady campaign. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, the Supreme Court will hear arguments to decide if the Trump administration's termination of the DACA program was unlawful. As far as why this can't be worked out on Capitol Hill between lawmakers instead of an executive order by former President Barack Obama, Caitlin Owens is a reporter with Axios, and she says,
there's no policy that can get the support of both sides because obviously in a deal there's give and take, and neither side are in a position to to give anything at this point.
A newly filed complaint to the Intelligence Community Inspector General alleges a whistleblower whose allegations touched off House Democrats' impeachment inquiry may have violated federal law by indirectly soliciting more than $250,000 from mostly anonymous sources via a GoFundMe page. The complaint also alleges that some of the donations may have come from overseas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then. My parents. Maybe not my parents. Maybe the generation that followed my parents. They grew up having to do drills like duck and cover, which was ridiculous. Ducking, and this was based, this was a nuclear attack drill. We regularly have, emergency broadcast system tests on radio, on our mobile phones, on TV. When I was in school, we had fire drills. Those kind of things are important simply because this gets children, and there's a reason. This is sort of the same thing that they do in the military. In the military, there's a lot of training that has to do with it has to do more with repetition. with getting used to doing things a certain way. It's basically conditioning, okay? And getting conditioned to not panic and run out of a fire is not a bad deal, is it? I don't think it's a bad deal. So now we have a bunch of, you know, we have the anti-gun school age kids now. And right now, they're decrying their need for rampage killing drills. They're saying that we shouldn't have to have these. They're saying, and I guess what they think is that, well, since we shouldn't have to have these, if we don't have them, no big deal. Except, that doesn't stop a rampage killer not having the drill. But they're saying this as if it's simply saying a thing makes it so. And I agree. I don't disagree with them. They should not have to go through these drills. We should be taking steps to make their lives as safe as possible. I know what the odds are. I say them all the time. 1 in 614 million chances of being shot in school. But it does happen. And we should be doing what it takes, which means arming teachers and having school resource officers in the same place. That would go a long way. And then let everybody know this is not a gun-free zone. We are prepared to counter you if you come on this premises trying to hurt our students. Rampage killing shouldn't be a thing, but they are. And schools do need to try to figure out a way to drill for them. And it's a reality that we all have to live with. But now the talk about these drills isn't surrounding whether the incident precipitating them should be happening, which is good since only the rampage killers themselves seem to support rampage killings. But the impact on the children, because apparently children today are more fragile than they were when I was having to run out of my classroom to keep from being burned alive or whatever. There are people saying that this may be too traumatic for them. And according to some research, last year, 57% of teens told researchers they worry about a school shooting happening in their school. A slightly higher percentage of parents of teenagers, 63%, fear a shooting at their child's school. This coming from the Pew Research Center. Now, remember what I told you about the way they do a study. Everything they say, the only ones that are worse than them would have to be Quinnipiac. Now, they're doing this, they feel this way, because of the media coverage they get. They feel like this is, after Sandy Hook, 56% of America, which is right around where we're at right here with these numbers, thought that this kind of thing happens all the time. And then with Marjory Stoneman Douglas, which was arguably the next big school shooting that unfortunately occurred in the United States, we were told that 18 of these had happened so far in the year of 2017 or 2018, whatever year it was. It was Valentine's Day, so in 45 days we'd had 18 of these. That's what the news, they were even parroting that here. And despite all this high-profile media coverage, they are a school shooting with multiple victims is a very rare occasion. The overall number of students killed in shootings at schools is down from the early 1990s to about 0.15 per million in 2014-2015, according to Northeastern University, that being James Allen Fox. One Harvard instructor estimated the likelihood of a public school shooting being killed, you know, student being killed, 1 in 614 million. Melissa Reeves, a professor at Winthrop and former president of the National Association of School Psychologists, talked with the NPR's Lulu Garcia Navarro about changes in how they shoot these drills and everything and the psychological impact they can have on young children. Now, I can sort of see the point because of the way children are being raised nowadays. But I don't agree with it. But I can see where this is coming from. Because what children, a lot of them, are being taught, and what a lot of them surmise and presume, is not what you and I grew up with, if you're my age. There's another problem, though, with rampage killing drills at schools, particularly above the elementary level, and the issue is that the person perhaps best trained are the shooters themselves. When they initiate one of these drills, they show their hands to any potential rampage killer in their student body, which is, you know, that's the one that got studied the other day, remember? And they were looking at this, the one where the student becomes the killer. They show the procedures and responses and things they can be then used in the planning of these attacks. Cruz, Nicholas Cruz, knew about what was going to happen at Marjory Stoneman Douglas, which is why he pulled the alarm and set up. Security experts would tell you that you don't tell people about your overall procedure because it makes it easier to circumvent those procedures. Any security can be defeated given enough time and information. And a rampage killing drill tells a potential shooter where masses of people can be found after the first shots are fired. They can then respond and kill even more simply because they know where to find more and more victims. But even NPR noted they're ridiculously rare. You have a 1 in 3,000 chance of being struck by lightning, which is an event so rare that, you know, that's used as a metric for rare occurrences. Yet it is also far more likely to happen than to be shot in a school. Armed teachers, on the other hand, they don't have to train in public. Their reaction time and plan is kept in the dark. That is the better way to go. That's the smarter way to go, and it's the more, it's going to disrupt the rampage killer, which is the first thing you got to do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, I'm thoroughly confused now. Socialist Bernie Sanders dropped a bombshell into the political discussion in Iowa this past Sunday, declaring, "I don't support a mandatory buyback is essentially confiscation, which I think is unconstitutional." Sanders, according to Fox News, was responding to a question from the audience during a town hall gathering in Charles City, Iowa. "It means," he continued, "that I'm going to walk into your house and take something whether you like it or not. I don't think that stands up to constitutional scrutiny." That is a stunning remark from a Democratic candidate more than 2 months after the now-departed Beto O'Rourke blurted during a Democratic debate in Texas, "Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. In the days following, the Democrats came under criticism, heavy criticism, for not challenging O'Rourke right there on the stage, and the former Texas congressman subsequently said in interviews that he would push mandatory buyback of semi-auto rifles, and if owners didn't comply, they would face consequences. He also posited that because American gun owners are law-abiding citizens, they would obey the law and surrender their guns in such a situation, insisting that he would not be intimidated by the NRA. Sanders asserted that Republicans have been intimidated by the gun rights organization. Fox News recalled how last month, South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Peter Buttigieg had concurred with Sanders about gun buybacks equaling confiscation, and it got him in trouble with New Jersey Senator Cory "Call Me Spartacus" Booker and California Senator Kamala Willie Brown side chick Harris, who support mandatory buybacks. But grassroots gun rights activists call that compensated confiscation because they would receive some sort of remuneration from the government for their firearms. But confiscation under any name, under any other way, any other way of coercion is still confiscation. So says every Second Amendment advocate, every gun rights advocate out there, known to man. And noncompliance could result in legal troubles if not outright arrest under O'Rourke's scenario. Now, there's no doubt that gun control versus gun rights is going to be a pivotal issue in the 2020 campaign, with last week's indication that anti-gun rights billionaire Michael Bloomberg, whose Every Town for Gun Safety Action Fund made a clear difference in how the Virginia legislative elections turned out on November the 5th. Now apparently preparing to enter the Democratic presidential debate, the future of the Second Amendment could hang in the balance. But I don't think Michael is going to get very much love in the Democratic Party. Virginia's Democrat Governor Ralph Northam is also promising to push his entire gun control agenda when lawmakers convene next year in Richmond. And with Democrats in full control come January, gun owners who sat out the election, only about 40% of voters actually cast ballots, could become a sorry lot, unable to stop Northam's runaway train. Now, that's a question I have not asked about the Virginia election. How many people stayed home, and why did they stay home? Did they have no reason to go vote because of the people that were put in place? Did the Republicans run a bunch of really bad candidates? Why did they stay home? Meanwhile, there's a grassroots campaign unfolding on the far side of the nation in Washington State to repeal Gun Control Initiative 1639, passed by just under 60% of the voters last year. And it appears that some of those same voters who apparently thought they were supporting a school safety measure are ready to roll back the clock, along with thousands of angry evergreen state gun owners. Organizers of the repeal effort via Initiative 1094 have privately estimated they have gathered in the neighborhood of 80,000 signatures already. They need 30,000 by December 28th in order to turn their petitions into the Secretary of State's office. Signature gathering began just 2 weeks ago, and if this apparent momentum continues, they may reach their goal. In neighboring Oregon, gun owners are facing another gun control measure, Initiative Petition 18. This proposal would require gun control, all firearms be locked up unless they are in use, and mandatory reporting of lost or stolen firearms within 24 hours of the loss or discovered theft. A lot of stuff happening in the background that nobody's reporting on right now. As for Sanders, back to Bernie, his comments may not earn him any more traction among Iowa gun rights voters, but they do sharpen an issue from which his fellow candidates cannot run or weave or dance around. In the days and weeks ahead, Booker and Harris and the other Democrats who may support compensated confiscation are going to be faced with the unpopular task of explaining why to audiences in the heartland where guns and the Second Amendment right remain an integral part of the social fabric. They're going to have to sell it. I don't know if they can sell it. I don't think it's possible to sell it. In 1994, when they were proposing the assault weapon ban, what they were proposing was a ban on features. Okay? No underlugs for bayonets. No muzzle devices. Those kind of things. So gun makers just did away with those kind of things. And that in itself was sort of self-defeating because they grandfathered in the ones that were there. And guns are very, very durable goods. So they didn't really ban anything. They just banned the new production of something like that. Everything else that existed, existed. They also had a 10-round magazine capacity limit and a few other things. But having said all of that, it was primarily just features. This is not what they're proposing this time. This is not what they're postulating. What they're talking about doing now is taking them, rounding them up, outlawing them. All the things that would be despotic. And that's not going to sell. That's one of those impossible things to sell. So I don't know where they're going to go with this. Whoever is the Democratic nominee, if this is going to be a part of their approach to try to win the general election, then they're going down. They're going to burn. They're going to burn all the way down into the basement. But apparently that's the plan. I guess it's really just going to depend on who it is. I mean, if Bloomberg comes in, Bloomberg has enough money to where he could go ahead and self-fund both sides if he wanted to. Both sides of the Republican and the Democrats. I mean, he's worth $52 billion. I think they spent $1.7 billion on both sides in 2016. You know, what's $2 billion to him? But then again, he's going to be the one that, you know, he wanted to control your sodas. It's just a conundrum. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.